Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name is Michael Sullivan and I'm going to be with you for the next hour or so. Now, on the line I have Dr. Keith Ian Quintine, and he is consultant in public health medicine with the Department of Public Health in the HSE Area A. Good morning, Dr. Quintine. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. We're going to chat about the importance of making sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccines. But maybe we can start off. Would you tell us what's happening just at the moment with the with COVID? There's a bit of a spike at the moment.
Yeah. So I'll step back and take a bit of a global context, because we should always take a look at the wider picture, basically. So the World Health Organization, within the last few days, has kind of like published reports highlighting that globally they've seen about an increase in the number of cases of COVID being notified all around the world to about 20%, just under 20% within the last few weeks. And certainly for ourselves in Ireland, we seem to be no exception to those trends. And when we take a look at what's been happening over the last 4 to 5 weeks, particularly for North Dublin and stuff like that, we've certainly seen week-on-week rises, so between about 15% to about 25% week-on-week increases in the number of COVID notifications we're receiving following individuals having PCR tests done.
Now, I believe that there's about 800 and something people in hospital at the moment.
Yes, you'd be correct there, basically. So certainly we're starting to see the number of individuals going into hospital or being in hospital with COVID are certainly starting to rise. The hospital admissions are going up. There is a good side of that, if you can ever perceive people going into hospital as having a good side, you know, the number of individuals requiring ICU admission has certainly not been rising in keeping with the number of cases who've been hospitalized with COVID.
But I think that from my understanding, I just heard this earlier, was that the number of people who are in hospital and haven't been vaccinated is nearly half of the total people in there, which is totally disproportionate.
Well, I guess it's not unexpected that people who don't have some degree or level of protection or had some level of protection from this disease or this viral pathogen, that they would be the ones who would more than likely require hospitalization. And, you know, we have seen that disproportionately, that quite obviously people with medical comorbidities, people who, as you've highlighted, they're people who've not been vaccinated at all for COVID, or unfortunately ending up in hospital. I am grateful from the point of view that they're not necessarily progressing or requiring admission into ICU, but it's still a bit worrisome that our numbers are continuing to rise, particularly with respect to hospital admissions once again.
It is indeed. Who should be getting the vaccinated at the moment, the booster vaccine and so forth?
Okay, so individuals who should be getting the booster vaccine, so anyone over the age of 55, anyone who has an underlying medical condition, anyone within the population who is pregnant, you know, anyone over the age of 65, my apologies, anyone over the age of 12 who has an underlying medical condition should certainly look to avail of having their booster vaccines.
And of course, everyone else should get their first booster.
Sorry to interrupt you, Michael. So anyone else who has not been vaccinated at all, who's completely vaccine naive, so anyone out there, I mean, I certainly recommend it for yourself and for your loved ones and family to avail of vaccination, and those who haven't had their subsequent booster vaccines certainly to link and have that organized. So we are aware of how to do that using the HSE portal, and if you're not as internet friendly as that, you can certainly call HSE Live and they'll provide assistance. So it's 1-800-700-700.
And the importance of getting vaccinated, not just for yourself, but why is it so important for other people?
So I think the concept of access, the concept of why we get or we advise individuals to get vaccination isn't necessary to overall provide protection to yourself. It's to provide protection for the communities within which you live. And I think earlier in the pandemic, I think we had all heard about this concept of herd immunity. So we get the level of vaccination within the population at an appropriately high level, so that potentially we either burn out or you reduce the impact, the overall impact of the society that an illness or a pathogen can have on that population. So that's why there's the ongoing reinforcement to try to keep the vaccine, those who require booster vaccines to get them boosted to sustain their immunity, and those who haven't been vaccinated certainly to avail of the advice and the opportunity to go and get themselves vaccinated as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, when they hear the term herd immunity, they think, oh yeah, that's representative, that's talking about the country and people I don't know. But it's not. It's talking about keeping the people you know safe, keeping your parents safe, keeping your grandparents safe, people who maybe have a respiratory problem in your family, keeping them safe. So it is, it's very close to home, herd immunity.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's important that, as you said, you look after your closer community, your family, your loved ones, your work colleagues with whom you have interaction, and then those individuals who you might not know but you interact with very regularly, like say you have to go to your hospital appointments, or you know, you're in a congested setting. You want to make sure that you protected yourself and you, you know, can offer protection, that you don't pass anything on to them, onto those individuals. Because, you know, like we all have to, at some point in time, avail of mass transit, which is a common place where we would all be communing together. So, again, you want to reduce the overall risk for individuals that you don't know in that setting, and then for the ones you know within your home setting, your workplace setting, reduce the overall risk for those individuals as well.
And you just touched on an interesting point. Maybe you could elaborate to the listeners. How do you keep yourself safe, other than just getting the vaccine, which is really, really important? What other things, now that you know COVID's on the rise again, what are the other things we should be doing?
So that's a very good point, Michael. So certainly consideration of the tenets, the initial tenets which we set down, public health tenets that were set down. So ensuring that you practice good respiratory and hand hygiene. So, you know, if you cough, do it into the nook of your elbow. If you're going to sneeze, if you have a tissue, sneeze into it and then appropriately dispose of it. And then your hand hygiene. Make sure that if you have capacity and access to, wash with soap and water, always a good and sturdy friend. Or if you can't avail of that, certainly to use something like the gels that are readily available when you go into the hospital or when you go into the supermarket or something like that. Just ensure that you take a squirt of it and appropriately rub it onto your hands. Then there's the issue of wearing a mask or face covering, particularly if you're in a healthcare setting, or if you're in a setting where a congregated setting where there isn't a lot of ventilation and movement of air, but make sure that you wear that face covering and wear it properly. So it's not just about having the mask hanging off your ear or underneath your chin. It needs to be appropriately over your nose and mouth and well fitted in that respect. And then there's the issue of if it's at all possible and feasible, certainly physically distance as best you can. I know with the fact that wider society is opened up, and that might prove a bit challenging, but certainly as best you can, try to limit your interactions. Try to limit your interactions as best you can. Just a dose of common sense comes to mind when you think of those things.
Now, the other thing a lot of people are asking, if I get vaccinated and I'm fully vaccinated and I have my two boosters, and can I still get COVID? And if I can, what's the use of getting vaccinated?
Okay, well that's a very salient question to bring to mind, Michael. It is important that you avail of the vaccination. The vaccination, as I said, protects you, your loved ones, and the community within which you exist. It doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting the illness itself. But it does ameliorate, or it does mitigate or reduce the overall risk of you suffering, or, you know, a less favorable outcome from it, in terms of either requiring to be hospitalized, or even progressing beyond that, requiring admission into an intensive care unit setting. So it reduces the risk of that, basically. And I think those are very important things. And it also reduces your risk of something like long COVID, you know, the post-infectious complications of having COVID, whereby, you know, you can have ongoing symptoms for weeks to months afterwards. So it reduces your overall risk of those things. You know, like, no vaccine is ever 100% perfect, but as best we can, we try, you know, the vaccine is relatively safe, and it certainly prevents, you know, risk of complications from that. So you want to reduce your risk of complications if you are unfortunately exposed to COVID.
And, you know, that I think thank you for telling us that, because I think that's a very important thing to let people know, because there's quite a lot of disinformation out there, and people who do want to be negative the whole time, and people saying, oh well, I know people who got fully vaccinated and they still got COVID, so what's the point of me getting it? It's not just about stopping you getting COVID, it's about that if you do get it, keeping it to a much lower level, and you don't get as sick.
Yes, that's it in a nutshell. You've said it a lot more eloquently than myself, so thank you very much for that. So if I can say one more thing, basically, is just anyone out there who isn't vaccinated, as best you can, certainly avail of that via the HSE portal. And if you are vaccinated and not boosted, again, go via the HSE portal. So individuals over the age of 65 and any individual over the age of 12 with an underlying medical condition, certainly to avail of it via that means. So all you need is a mobile number, an email address, your PPSN number, and your air code when you're looking to book the appointment for your vaccination or your booster.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. Tell me this: is it likely, you know, in that we will have, that everybody is going to get another booster as we go into the winter?
I think there is the consideration. I think that's the consideration. That's the thought, that potentially we will need to offer boosters, particularly to our more vulnerable within our society, for the winter season, in tandem with the flu vaccination. So I think that's definitely a consideration there. I certainly have heard on meetings in the last few days that they're considering potentially making some minor adjustments to the vaccines that are coming along, to see if it will offer more efficacious coverage for the prevailing strains that might, you know, that would be around at that point in time.
So indeed, yeah.
Yes is the simple answer to your very complex question.
Indeed, and just what you said there about the changing the vaccine just slightly to that it'll be hopefully more effective with the current strains that are around, that sounds very much like the flu vaccine. How it changes every year or so, going on which are the prevalent strains that are out.
Yeah, exactly. Very much the same practice that we would for making adjustments to seasonal influenza vaccination. Yes, you're correct there. You're doing my job for me, Michael. Thank you very much.
Dr. Quinton, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners before we say goodbye?
Thank you. Just thank you very much for their time. And once again, if they have the opportunity to avail of vaccination or booster, by all means, please do.
Dr. Quinton, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks. Have a lovely Friday.
And you too, and a great weekend. All the best. Bye-bye. Now, there we go. That was Dr. Keith Ian Quinton. And he is the public health medicine. He's a consultant in public health medicine with the Department of Health at the HSE Area A, which is our area here. And he was chatting there about the importance of being up to date on your COVID vaccines, and it really, really is important, because whether you may still get COVID, it will lessen the severity, And that's the big thing. That's the same way about wearing a mask when you're on the Lewis or on the bus or something like that, or even on a plane, where it may not stop you picking up COVID, it will certainly lessen the viral load that you will get, and it'll also, if you have it, it'll protect other people as well. So there's some great advice from Dr. Quinton.